The former Bishop of Ferns, Brendan Comiskey, has died aged 89. The Monaghan native retreated from public life following the publication of the Damning Ferns report, which outlined a catalogue of child sex abuse in the diocese over a period of 40 years. We can speak now to Patsy McGarry, former long-time religious affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Patsy, remind us who this controversial figure was.
Well, Brendan Comiskey Keane was a very popular member of the hierarchy, an excellent communicator who'd spent a lot of his younger clerical career in the United States and picked up some ideas there on how to communicate with people generally. He was an auxiliary bishop in Dublin before becoming Bishop of Ferns, which is mainly County Wexford, in 1984. And really what finished him off, finished his career, was a documentary called Suing the Pope, broadcast by the BBC first in 2002, in March 2002, and then rebroadcast on RTE. And it really focused on Colm O'Gorman and his abuse by a notorious child abuser, as we found out subsequently, Father Sean Fortune, who later committed suicide before he was due to appear in court. The documentary led to the resignation of Bishop Comiskey, which in 2002 was still a comparatively rare event. The first bishop to resign in Ireland was 10 years previously, when Eamon Casey stood down after it was revealed by the Irish Times that he had a 17-year-old son. After the resignation of Bishop Comiskey, then we had the setting up of the Ferns Commission, which was the first actually to report on the instance of child sex abuse in a particular Irish diocese, this case being Ferns, and its findings were pretty shocking, to say the least about it, about the coordinated cover-up of clerical child sex abuse, not just involving Bishop Comiskey, but also involving his predecessor, Donal Hurley.
But at the time of his resignation 23 years ago, that resignation caused huge waves in the Catholic Church here. Put that into context for us, Patsy.
It was pretty massive, to say the least, about it, Keane. As I said, the first bishop to resign was Eamon Casey, and that really was seismic for particularly a lot of older Irish practicing Catholics at the time. The idea that a bishop could have a son was beyond their imaginations. Other stories have emerged about Bishop Comiskey's own private life, which didn't exactly excite the interest of, I suppose, the loyalty of a lot of older Irish Catholics himself. But since the retirement resignation in 2002, he really did retreat away from public view, spent most of the last number of years of his life here in Dublin with his congregation, the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, in their home down in Dublin 6, and really didn't appear in public life at all for the last 23 years.
But this was also the start of a period of time where the handling of abuse by the church and other matters started coming under the spotlight.
Absolutely, and you could say the Ferns report, published 20 years ago in October 2005, really set down the template for similar reports that emerged afterwards, whether that be the Dublin report, the Tyne report, or indeed the Ryan Commission report in 2009. It was really the opening of a pretty shocking can of worms, and something that's continuing to this day, I mean, following the revelations of abuses in Belvedere College and Blackrock College, which have yet to be investigated by a statutory body.
Patsy McGarry, thank you.